21. Ulysses S. Grant. Grant slipped into Washington unnoticed as dusk fell on March 8th. He checked in with his son Fred at the Willard, and after freshening up, took the teenager to the hotel dining room for dinner. Soon other guests realized the famous general was in their midst and began cheering and banging fists on their tables until he stood up, embarrassed somewhat and fumbling with his napkin to take a bow. After sending Fred to bed, Grant walked by himself to the White House, where a crowd had gathered by 9:30 for the president's weekly reception. Beaming, Lincoln practically bounded up to the general when he spotted him and grabbed his hand. "Well, this is a great pleasure," he said, and led the small, stoop-shouldered officer, 8 inches shorter than he, around the blue room to meet others. Ulysses S. Grant was a soft-spoken introvert who enjoyed a short and mediocre military career after graduating in the bottom half of his West Point class and then a string of unsuccessful civilian jobs before the Civil War. He suffered from chronic migraines, and reports persisted that he was a binge drinker. Stanton had his doubts about the man, as Halleck did. But in the war's Western theater, much of it fought along rivers in amphibious operations requiring cooperation between the Army and Navy, Grant proved adept. With campaigns at Paducah on the Ohio River, at Belmont in Missouri, at Fort Henry and Fort Donelson on the Tennessee and Cumberland Rivers, at Shiloh in Tennessee, at Vicksburg in Mississippi, and at Chattanooga also in Tennessee, Grant had demonstrated he would take risks, seize the initiative, absorb Confederate counterattacks, and not panic. He had his leadership faults, failing at times to appreciate that his enemy might try the unexpected. He came under fire from political enemies for heavy casualties accompanying many of his victories, such as at Shiloh, and over rumors he was intoxicated for some fights. But like Lee, Grant showed talent for taking advantage of enemy mistakes. Lack of information did not paralyze him on the battlefield. He arrived in Washington convinced that victories lie in holding the initiative, forcing his opponents to react to his moves instead of the reverse.